Hi, welcome to Listening to Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel, and we are on day 6 of our journey through the New Testament book of 1 Peter, looking today at chapter 1, verses 13 through 23, and asking this question: how can we struggle fruitfully? 1 Peter 1, 13 to 23. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout your time of exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 23 in the English Standard Version. Well, last time we talked about the importance of a long-term perspective in investing. While a long-term perspective is important, it's not enough by itself to secure a successful investment strategy. If you had bought Kodak stock in the 1990s and committed to holding it long-term, your investment would not be worth anything today because Kodak, along with Toys R Us and other great American companies, could not adjust to changing realities in the world and went out of business. In our spiritual lives, if we want to be fruitful, what do we need besides a long-term perspective? Knowing that the grace of perfection we long for will be ours when Jesus brings it to us at his glorious coming is certainly vital. The long-term perspective protects us from worldliness and false perfectionism, but we need more for an effective strategy for fruitfulness in our struggle. Thankfully, Peter tells us much of what we need. First, preparing mentally with the truth. Peter speaks of preparing our minds for action, of being sober-minded, and then later of not being conformed to our former ignorance. These are all terms which speak of a need to be mentally equipped for battle with a solid understanding of the truth. Believers need to be in the Word, studying and understanding what God has revealed about himself and his ways in his Word. Sound doctrine and right thinking are key to fruitful Christian living. 2. Pursuing the right passions. Knowing the truth should lead us to loving God and having a passion for holiness, more than a passion for the imprisoning pleasures of this world. In so many ways, our passions shape our lives even more deeply than our thoughts, for they drive what we love and what we value. We must love holiness and fear the Lord deeply and passionately. 3. Knowing who we are and whose we are. Central to having right thoughts and right passions is constantly remembering who we are and whose we are. We are the redeemed children of God, bought by the precious blood of Jesus and belonging to him forever. 4. Remembering and rejoicing in how wonderful Jesus is. He is the precious Lamb of God, without spot or blemish. He is our wonderful Savior and great Redeemer. We need to focus on him. And 5, loving one another. We are not called to live the Christian life alone, and a solo Christian life is always a frustratingly fruitless Christian life. As we strive to obey the Lord, we must love one another and be firmly committed to living life together as brothers and sisters, fighting together side by side in the struggle for holiness. When God made us his own, born again by his living word, he made us part of his family. We cannot honor him without loving each other. These 5 keys are thinking, our passions, our identity, our worship, and our community as a spiritual family are the five essential pillars to fruitful Christian living. God has equipped us with the truth of His Word and the indwelling of His Holy Spirit so we can pursue Him in these five ways, pursuing fruitfulness for His glory together as His people.